Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America. The inspirational Kathy's Book of Short Stories and Prose by Kathy Kastner Diaz is a compilation of her poems and short stories. Through the years, Kathy has written many poems for friends and acquaintances to peruse and enjoy. Her book is the result of many requests for her poems. Kathy is still writing. She loves writing poetry, also enjoys short stories. Her hope is that readers find her books enlightening and pleasurable. Kathy grew up in Pennsylvania, worked there in a number of jobs over the years, including county court clerk and police secretary. She retired in 2017 and now lives in Kingman, Arizona. Kathy Kastner Diaz, author of Kathy's Book of Short Stories and Prose, is our guest on This Week in America. Kathy, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Well, thank you so much. Thanks for asking me.
It is our pleasure. Anxious to talk about the book, Kathy's Book of Short Stories and Prose. Before that, I just did sort of a brief background on you. Talk a little bit about your background and where this interest in writing stories and sharing those stories. Where did that begin?
Well, it began a long time ago. I had friends in Pennsylvania that I would write prose. I'd write poems and things, and this elderly lady said to me one time, she says, you know, you do a good job of writing, and she says, you should be sharing those with others. So the Lord led me to write this book, so that's how that turned out.
Yes, almost like it was divinely inspired that people were asking you for these, and more were doing it and decided to write this. Writing poetry and short stories, where did that begin for you? When did you decide? Was it at an early age that you enjoyed writing, especially poetry?
Oh, I did poetry for a long time. I started writing in high school, and of course I had a teacher that told me I would never amount to anything, but you know, but that's okay. You know, we have people like that in our lives that tell us things that we don't really want to hear, but it was there. And, you know, she put that out there, and I didn't do anything with my poetry other than write for my friends and of course, tell stories to the children and things like that. I don't know. It's just been an ongoing thing with me.
That's interesting, and you need to get a copy of your book, autograph it, and drop it off at your teacher's house to let her know that you actually are successful.
I don't even know if she's still alive.
And a published author now, so there, Kathy's Book of Short Stories and Prose by Kathy Kastner Diaz. Kathy, if you're Googling, is K-A-T-H-I-E. And we've got all the information on our website. Our Amazon page is there, a direct link. You can go ahead and get information on the book and order it there as well. Let's talk about the diverse career that you had. I mentioned some of the jobs that you had and on your way to becoming an author and retiring and settling in Arizona. How have all those jobs influenced you? Is there a correlation between what you've gone through in your life, married at a young age, raising a family, going out on your own, going basically back home, having these jobs? How has that inspired you as a writer? What influences did that have on you?
You know, it's really funny because I think we all have stories in us.
Yes.
And if we live our lives, you know, with the glory of God, there's nothing better, nothing greater than wanting to be God's child, because he gives us peace. He gives us happiness. He gives us love. And that love overcomes anything bad that could happen in your life. And that's where I really stand, is that God has been my rock for a long time. I was married at 21. I had two children, but I raised the other four that were with us because they're my husband's children. And funny thing is, he never let me adopt them, because if I had, they probably would still be with me.
Yeah.
Even 50 years later. But they're wonderful children. And I told a minister one time, he says, where would these children be without you? I said, no, you've got that wrong. Where would I be without them? I said, because they were my gift from God. That and is. I was with them for 10 years, and, you know, I still remember all the good times we had, and it's so interesting that even after all these years, I still think of them as my children, and they are. God brought them into my life, and with circumstances the way they were, we kind of parted ways, but it was not without my heart still being with them. And that goes for my two also. They're all family. All six of them are family.
Yes.
To each other. And that was what I had to do with them. I had to teach them that, you know, it love doesn't just stay in one situation. Love has a way of permeating society. But unfortunately, the way things are with our country, with the world, this is a world for the devil. I know I usually poo-poo that with people, but it really is true. God, Jesus Christ, will be coming back. And he still has love for us. And he still forgives us, no matter what. And that's about all I can really say about
those are
that.
important words to remember as we go through the strife of everyday life now. And I've never seen things quite as divided as they are. And maybe going back to the 60s and the Vietnam era, but it's so different than it was even 10, 15 years ago. And you've got that foundation there. You start the book off with a letter to our Heavenly Father, and you've touched on faith. Talk about how important that is and how that's got you through life and the ups and downs, because we all go through downs in our lives, and you're able to come through with this faith that you have. How important has this been for you? And you relay this so well in your poetry and your short stories.
Oh, thank you. That's what I wanted to get across. I want people to know that God is there for you. No matter what, he loves you so unconditionally. And he tells us there's only one thing he will not forgive, you know, and that's quenching the Holy Spirit. And that's the only thing that he won't let you come to heaven for, if you quench the Holy Spirit. And that means to insult the Holy Spirit, and to not respect.
Yes.
In any way.
Kathy's book is Kathy's Book of Short Stories and Prose. Kathy is K-A-T-H-I-E, if you're Googling, Kathy's Book of Short Stories and Prose by Kathy Kastner Diaz. I'll give you the spelling before we conclude the conversation, and we've got a direct link to her Amazon page on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's talk about the process of you writing, sharing, people saying you need to do something this with the writing. It's touching me. It will touch others in a positive way as well. Talk about the process of compiling these and writing the book. What was that like going through? Okay, now I think I'm actually going to take these to the next step and share these with the public.
Oh, okay. I did my own critiquing of my book. I just sent it in to Zulon. I asked Zulon to do it,
yes.
You know, put it out there. And I didn't know. I just took a chance. So this is all from the Lord. He's been with me for several years. And I'm telling you, there's nothing like having God on your side. Because he is all important in everything. And
you bring that out so well. And when you look at the book, it's so professionally done. It's written in such a way that it touches so many people. You would have thought there was a staff of 10 or 12 people that went through this with you, this process. It was you and the Lord that put this together and have it out there. And so many people are responding in a favorable way. Would you be able to share some poem stories from the book? What are some of your favorites?
Well, the pastor, the last one.
Okay.
I wrote this for the pastor of my church because we were in church, and he was, of course, doing a sermon. And I was sitting there thinking about the people and how they react to him. said, "I am the pastor of this church," said the man of the cloth. "How can I bring more to faith and find the ones who are lost? As we need you more each day, please, Lord, I ask you as I pray, help and guide me through this mire. Give me strength as well as desire to help and reach the ones who seek the truth, the light, and keep us meek. For 'tis you we choose to live your way. So help me now through every day."
That's so
because
well.
he's a Bible-believing minister, and he's very kind to his parishioners. Well, most of them. You know, we do have days when we're off.
Oh, yes, yes. We, even pastors do, I guess. Yes.
So.
Well, can relate to that. When you have an idea for a poem like that, well, in fact, let's talk about that. When did you decide to write that? Was that as he was speaking, this came to you?
I wrote that one. When he was doing one of his sermons.
Yes.
I was sitting there thinking about how he tries to get things across, because what he'll say is it's not that you have to listen to what I tell you about the Bible. You have to get your Bible, read it, and go from there, because this is something you have to decide for the Lord.
That's one of the many poems and short stories that you will find in Kathy's book. The book is Kathy's Book of Short Stories and Prose, available, of course, at Amazon, wherever books are sold. What's it like when, and you've got this one-on-one before, and now people literally across the country are able to read the book and be inspired. Well, what does it feel like when you're able to touch people in the special way that you do and give them the encouragement they need, maybe to get through a little difficult period in their lives?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's basically what I want to do. I want to get people to know that no matter what, there's nothing too great that God can't touch. And you have the gift. We have the gift that God has given us by creating us. He must have been really, what's the word I'm looking for? He must have been destitute for friends. He made all kinds.
And had a good sense of humor too, looking around at in the mirror and at some of these people. It's like he had a nice sense of humor as he was putting all of this together. The book is Kathy's Book of Short Stories and Prose. Where do most of the ideas come from? What are some of the themes that you talk about in your book?
Like the trip to my husband's son's wedding. I was just writing about, you know, putting down, writing thoughts about going to this. This is his youngest son. His name is Jonathan. And I just started thinking about it, and I just started writing, and it turned into a little story. So.
You know, it's interesting, and you take those events that we all go through in our lives. Again, some events that cause us to smile, others that are tumultuous, and it's difficult to get through. And you touch on those, and you're able to help people through those periods. Are you still putting poems down, and will there be another Kathy's book of short stories and prose?
I think so, because... You know, they asked me at Zulon if I was going to do another book or whatever. I said, I'm not sure, but I've been compiling more poems and things, and I haven't written any real stories, but I still have them in my head, you know. And
when you
I don't know. It's just exciting to write, and I love telling people stories. You know, I do Tuesdays and Wednesdays I sit at the church and answer the phones, and people come in and we just talk, you know. And then they tell me their story, and it just seems like, you know, we just kibitz between each other and we just have a good time. And yeah, when I work.
Well, yes, even when you're working, it's a good time and you're able to help inspire people. When you were putting the book together, what was the most rewarding aspect of that? Maybe even now, the most rewarding aspect when you look back and you think, okay, I know this was a lot of work to put this together, but it's all worth it. What are some of the rewarding aspects of writing this book?
just being able to share, you know, share my life and share stories and being around. I love people, so it's like, you know, I can share stories with them and tell them different things, and I don't know, it's so different. It took me 5 years to get this thing done. And that's so strange because, you know, when I was writing everything, I thought, am I going to have enough stories and poems to fill a book? But it looks like I did. It's a small book. And thanks to Zulon, they're the ones that put the front and the back. They're the ones that put the cover, which I said was wonderful.
It's an excellent cover. Yes.
Wonderful it was.
It's so well done, and this is a book that you can read and share with others, a good book that you can buy for others when the gift-giving occasions arise. It's a great book to have in the library to go and pull out from time to time when you need some inspiration. The book is Kathy's Book of Short Stories and Prose. Kathy Kastner-Diaz, our guest on the program. It's always interesting to talk to writers. Do you have a set routine when you're going to write, or just sort of when the ideas come to you, you sit down and get them written down?
Yeah, it's basically when they come to me. I try to sit and write poetry at different times. There was a time when I just took a hiatus from it, and but I still have the desire to write, so... I just think it's so awesome, and I never thought that people would like my book so much. I mean, that in itself to me is a miracle.
Well, it's interesting, and we read about a friend, Veers Mary, that chose a biblical reference in talking about your writing and how you actually were able to touch people. And again, I will ask what it feels like when that happens, when you realize, okay, the talent that I was given, I'm able to take and touch people in such a positive way. That has to be so rewarding.
It really is. I never thought I had it in me, to be honest with you. But God prevails, and he leads us into places that we don't know, or that we're going to have a situation. I think this is a mini miracle for me. I know it sounds crazy, but God works in mysterious ways, and he's the one that told me to write this book anyway. I mean, like, you know, it's so awe-inspiring to know that the good Lord likes my writing too, you know.
Yes.
And it's so amazing that this would happen to me. And people come to me and say they want to write. Well, start writing. Sit down and start writing and see if you can't just put sentences together. I think that anybody can write as long as they have the love of the Lord in them and ask him for help, because that's exactly what I did.
Boy, and it has paid off beautifully. We've got a couple minutes left in the program. I mentioned you like poetry, but you also like writing short stories as well. Talk about writing short stories and how enjoyable that is. You're not writing a novel, so you can get to the point real quickly and then wrap it up and not have to worry about filling 300 pages. Why is a short story so enjoyable for you? Is it that reason, the brevity? You can just get right to the point.
Well, yeah. I think, you know, some people don't like to read books because they're so long and drawn out with their stories. And I don't think that that's necessary. I think that if you have a story to tell, just tell it and let it be done, you know? And
well, and as a reader, we say thank you because, yes, it's sometimes difficult to sit down and figure out how we're going to get a big, long novel and work it into our schedule with the short stories. You've got a little time. You can read it. You can be entertained. You can be motivated, inspired by Kathy's work. And the poetry speaks for itself. It's, again, also well done. The book is available wherever books are sold. I'll direct you to Amazon. That's the link that we have on our website. just take 30 seconds here at the end. What was it like when you got your books? I mean, you've been working on this. You mentioned 5 years to get everything together. All of a sudden, the books are published. You have your first copy in your hand. It's your book. The cover's got your name on it. You're a published author now. No matter what the teacher told you, there you are. You got a book published. What was that moment like for you?
I was surprised. I really was. I was so surprised because, you know, it's finally come to full circle.
Yes.
The book was finished and it's completed and now I can share it with others. And that's, it felt so good knowing that, you know, the gift of talking, the gift of writing that God has given to me, you know, has been finally, it came full circle.
Well, it's being shared now, and it will be available for years. You can pick up a copy of the book. You can give a copy of the book. People who have no idea who Kathy is will be reading it all around the country, maybe even around the world, and getting their inspiration. It's Kathy's Book of Short Stories and Prose. Kathy is K-A-T-H-I-E. Kathy Casner-Diaz is our guest on the program. That's C-A-S-N-E-R-Diaz, D-I-A-Z. I'll have all of this on a website, so you can go there and just click on the Amazon link. That will get you information. You'll be able to order the book there in various formats. Kathy, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Hopefully there will be a follow-up on this. I'm sure you've got inspiration for many more stories and poems. Thank you for being with us on the program, and congratulations on the success of the book.
Oh, thank you so much, and thank you for interviewing me.
It has been our pleasure. It has been our pleasure. Kathy's Book of Short Stories and Prose, Kathy Casner-Diaz. The link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, book available at Amazon. We'll be back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.